That's right, Nita. As you said, Lily Brett, she was the keynote speaker at the Yom HaShoah commemoration on Thursday night at the City Recital Hall in Angel Place. Hundreds gathered for that commemoration to hear from the internationally acclaimed author who was visiting Sydney. Now, the theme for this year's commemoration was creative responses to the Holocaust. There was a musical performance by Ilan Kidron, who's a singer-songwriter whose grandparents were Holocaust survivors, as well as a Righteous Among the Nations segment, a survivor a testimony and singing by a Gen 3 youth choir, which was also part of the program. Now, Nita, last Sunday there was a Holocaust remembrance service and a name-reading ceremony of family members who perished held at the Great Synagogue. The keynote speaker there was Anthony Levin, and he stressed the importance of identity. And Jewish Board of Deputy CEO Vic Aladev described the name recitals as extremely moving and poignant. You can read more coverage of Yom HaShoah in this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News.
We are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist at the AJN. Evan, we were talking about Yom HaShoah, and we are aware what anti-Semitism can bring. So I wasn't surprised to see that the AJN is talking about the anti-Semitism within the British Labour Party and the question if it exists in the Australian Labour Party.
Nita, over the past 2 weeks, the UK Labour Party has been rocked by revelations of members making anti-Semitic comments, with its leaders accused of failing to heed the warning signs and take the matter seriously. Now, in the wake of mounting pressure, on Monday alone, three Labour councillors were suspended after it was revealed they had made comments comparing Israel to ISIS, comparing Israel's treatment of the Palestinians to the Holocaust, and suggesting on Facebook it might have been wiser to create Israel in America and that Israel could be relocated even now. Now, in the wake of this anti-Semitic scandal within the British Labour Party, Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has urged Australia's Labour Party to tackle anti-Semitic attitudes within its own ranks. Now, Bishop spoke to the Jewish News this week and said that while she won't comment on UK domestic political issues, she strongly urges the leader of the Labour Party, Bill Shorten, to put an end to the strong support for the anti-Semitic BDS campaign within the ALP and the union movement here in Australia. Now, Nita, Melbourne Ports Labour MP Michael Danby stressed that under the ALP's leadership, the party's steadfast opposition to anti-Semitism and support for Israel is not in question. He said the Australian Jewish community is thankful that no such parallel to the debate in the UK will ever be entertained in Australia. Full coverage, it's our cover story this week in this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News.
Evan, you mentioned the BDS. A supporter of the BDS, John Kay, a Jewish MP for the Greens in New South Wales, died last week after a short illness at the age of 60.
That's correct, Nita. Some sad news this week. Kay was elected to the New South Wales Legislative Council as a member of the New South Wales Greens in 2007 and then re-elected in 2015. As you said, he was a supporter of the BDS campaign against Israel. He also refused to sign the London Declaration Against Anti-Semitism in 2009. Now, tributes flowed for John Kay this week. Jewish Board of Deputy CEO Vic Aladev said he was saddened to hear of Kay's passing. He said, while we had a number of robust exchanges with him over the years, we always regarded him as a man who stood by his beliefs and his principles. In a statement on Tuesday, the Greens said that Kay was a man of enormous principle, energy and commitment. Tributes also flowed from New South Wales Premier Mike Baird, as well as New South Wales opposition leader Luke Foley and former Federal Greens leader Bob Brown. So a sad story this week. 60 years of age, John Kay has been remembered after a short battle with cancer.
Evan, there is a lovely photo in the AJN of our Prime Minister with the Jewish boys on the soccer field.
That's correct, Nita. It's not every day that the Prime Minister of Australia turns up at your grandchildren's weekend soccer game, but Malcolm Turnbull was briefly among the army of parents and grandparents barracking on the sidelines in Double Bay last Sunday. Now, Hakoa Club President George Farkas told the Jewish News that Turnbull posed for a photo with his grandchildren while holding a national press conference at the park about a boost to education funding. Farkas told the Jewish News that his grandchildren were chuffed to meet the Prime Minister. He He said that his little grandson Joel was too young to really know who Turnbull was or what was going on, but the other grandchildren understood. One of them said, "Hey, that's the PM over there. What's he doing at our soccer game?" You can see that very cute photo, as you said, on page 3 of this week's Jewish News.
Evan, talking about sports, Daphna Orbach, a former Israeli, was named Maccabi New South Wales Masters Sportswoman of the Year. It is a very big achievement.
Needs a big mazel tov to lawn bowler Daphna Orbach, who took home 2 awards at Maccabi New South Wales' annual awards ceremony last week. The club awards are for the best athletes who play for Maccabi clubs and teams. This is a very big achievement. So once again, a big mazel tov to Daphna on her recognition.
Evan, as every year, Yom Ha'atzmaut follows the Yom HaShoah. What's happening this year?
Nita, there is a host of events planned for Yom Ha'atzmaut. Today at Moriah College from 4 to 7 o'clock, it's the Zionist Council of New South Wales' annual Yom Ha'atzmaut carnival and concert. There will be fun rides for the kids, food, Israeli music, dancing, singing and songs. You can come along to that at Moriah College, as I said, today from 4 until 7 o'clock. And then on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., there will be a change of pace. It's, of course, the Yom HaZikaron ceremony where we will commemorate Israel's fallen soldiers and victims of terror. That commemoration is on Tuesday, May 10, from 6 p.m. at Moriah College. If anyone wants more information, they can call the Zionist Council of New South Wales on 9360-6300.
Evan Zlatke, Senior Journalist of the Australian Jewish News, thank you very much.